stop the rumor. Don't let them stop the, don't let them stop the rumor. Don't let them stop the rumor. Don't let them stop the rumor. Don't let them stop the, don't let them stop the rumor.
This is Jill Yum, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That was Rumor, the acoustic remix by I Love McConan. And before that, you heard Murder on the Dance Floor by Sophie Ellis Bextor. You may know I Love McConan from the famously from the song Tuesday. And if you know the song Tuesday, you would maybe be shocked in the same way that I was to hear the song Rumor, which I just played. Yeah, I think that requires no further explanation, but I really like that song. It's kind of atrocious, but I wanted to play it because it was sort of baffling to find out that I Love McConan makes acoustic music. And that's sort of going to be the theme of the show. I did really want to play that song by Sophie Ellis Bextor because it was recently featured in the movie Saltburn, if you've seen it. And so shout out to Saltburn, Jacob Elordi with British accent. But I'm not going to be playing any more disco music today. It'll primarily be sad music. And I've gotten a few recommendations from friends that I've seen over the course of the day, mostly in Tisch Library. And so our next song is one from my friend who I just saw in Tisch. And the song is by the Silver Jews, or Silver Jews. And the song is called Random Rules. So I hope you enjoy it. And thank you to my friend who recommended it.
In 1984, I was hospitalized for approaching perfection. Slowly screwing my way across Europe, they had to make a correction. Broken and smoking where the infrared deer plunge in the digital snake. I tell you they make it so you can't shake hands when they make your hand shake. I know you like to line dance. Everything's so democratic and cool, but baby there's no guidance when random rules. I know that a lot of what I say has been lifted off of men's room walls. Maybe I've crossed the wrong rivers and walked down all the wrong halls. But nothing can change the fact that we used to share a bed. And that's why it scared me so when you turned to me and said, yeah, you look like someone. Yeah, you look like someone who up and left me low. Boy, you look like someone. back to a line dance. Everything so democratic and cool, but baby, there's no guidance when random rules. I asked a painter why the roads are colored black. He said, Steve, it's because people leaving no highway will bring them back. So if you don't want me, I promise not to linger. But before I go, I've gotta ask you, dear, about that tan line on your ring finger. No one should have two lives. Now you know my middle names are wrong and right. Honey, we've got two lives to give tonight. To give tonight.
I'm still not quite
That was Crushing by Earth Eater. And before that, you heard Random Rules by Silver Jews. This, I realized before I said the theme of the show today was sad music, which, like, sort of lacks any specificity at all. So I'm going to actually retroactively rename the theme. And I think the theme today is this is my post-pop era. And the next, because I was listening to a lot of pop music earlier this semester, and just this week I've been moving back to not pop music. So congrats to me. But my Spotify, as an example of me only listening to pop music this year, I had Carly Rae Jepsen on my Spotify Wrapped, and my mom said to mention this in my radio show today, or at least Spotify Wrapped in general. And my top genre actually this year was art pop. And I was trying to explain to my mom why I listened to Carly Rae Jepsen, because she's like, that's so random. And my explanation was just like, because? I don't know. Sorry, this is not really a story. I had more in my head that I was going to say, and then obviously when you get on the mic, it just all sort of evaporates from your head. But on the theme of pop music, this next song is called Pop Song. It is not a pop song, or maybe it is a pop song. That's up to you, because genre isn't real. But this next song is by Perfume Genius, and it's called Pop Song. It's from the album Ugly Season, which came out in 2022. Oops. You would think that I would have this radio thing down, but apparently I don't. Anyway, this next song is Pop Song, and I hope you enjoy it.
Spit out the rest. Dear.
was F by Chanel Beads, and before that you heard Pop Song by Perfume Genius. The time is 3:21, which means it's a better time than ever to read a PSA. This one's called Storm Season Emergency Preparedness. It's storm season, with power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year. So be prepared ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days' worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of home. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. That PSA has a lot of comma splices in it, or at least one big one. I usually write with a ton of comma slices, and my teachers in the past have been very mean about them. So I have a lot of sympathy for comma splices. They may actually be in for 2024, which was my next topic of conversation. I read that PSA because I always make an in and out list I always make an in and out list for every year. And one of the big ones this year is the big one, which I would argue is really in for 2024 because it might actually happen very soon. And I've been talking about the big one with a lot of people these days, and everyone seems to have some sort of opinion on it. So if you're looking for something to talk about with someone, maybe bring up the big one and see how that conversation goes. The other thing that I wanted to mention is that you can always chat me with our DJ chat function on our website, WMFO.org. So if you have anything that you want to add to my ins and outs list for 2024, send me a chat. Let me know what's in and what's out for the next year for you, and maybe I'll talk about it on air. Anyway, this next song is by Ivy Knight. It's called Salvation. It's also not a pop song. The last song was like arguably a little bit poppy. So we're gonna head in a different direction now. Restore the theme. All right, this is Ivy Knight, Salvation.
Dream. I'm just no longer in the daydream of the delusion that once was held between our seas. Lately I've been between being steady or a head case. What's become of us now, hanging our hearts in disgrace? What did I do to make you so cruel? I've got this ache inside my heart, I know that it's you. What should I do now that I know that we're doomed? I loved you more. Now you're a ghost, a walk right through. Oh, remember when you said that I was sick inside the head? I'm just halfway there, my common sense hanging by a thread. A man on the outside, but a coward at heart. The taste of salt in my mouth, my voice is silent, but my thoughts are out. What did I do to make you so cruel? I've got this ache inside my heart, I know that it's you. What should I do now that I know that we're doomed? I love you. Now you're a ghost, a walk right
was Ghost by Sky Ferreira, and before that you heard Salvation by Ivy Knight. That Sky Ferreira one I found over break, over Thanksgiving break. I don't know how I hadn't listened to it before. It's from the same EP as Everything is Embarrassing, one of Skyfire's most popular songs. But I found that song, embarrassingly enough, I found it and I was like, oh, this is going to be great for me, because I was like, I need a song that I can like sulk around to with my headphones on. And so my vision was that I was just going to like pout around to that song. And it's I've done that this whole week. So I guess that was a success. The next song I'm going to play is by Jessica Lee Mayfield, and it's called Standing in the Sun. That's it, guys. I don't have anything else to say about it. It's a good song. That's all. Hope you like it.
Something to hold on to.
That was True Love by Better Person, and before that you heard Standing in the Sun by Jessica Lee Mayfield. I was going to try my best to play a specific song at 3:42 at someone's recommendation, and I was unsuccessful at adding the minutes that the songs would be. So I'm actually going to play the song now. It's called Anything, and it's by Adrian Lenker, and I'm sorry that I couldn't play it at 3:42. I really tried my best, and you know, math is not a strong suit for me. So I'm playing Adrian Lenker Anything at 3:40:41. I hope you enjoy.
Sleep in your car while you're driving.
That was Around My Smile by Hope Sandoval and the Warm Inventions. And before that, you heard Anything by Adrian Lenker. I hope everyone's still awake. Sorry if I was putting you to sleep. That's actually something that was said to me, or said after I spoke in class, by a grad student at Tufts. I presented, and a grad student at Tufts who was in my class was like, I hope everyone's still awake. So I didn't actually mean to say that to be mean, but I think maybe I had to say that out loud just to live out my trauma a little bit. Anyway, I really like that song that I just played. It's from the album Bavarian Fruit Bread, which is an awesome album name. I've never actually listened to anything else from Hope Sandoval and the Warm Inventions, but maybe I will after this show. This next song that I'm going to play is one from Sam Evian. It's off of the album Time to Melt, which has been one of my favorite albums in college. I think I've listened to this album, maybe one of my top albums in college. It's a great spring album, but I think because fall and spring have a similar transition vibe, it works well with fall as well. And I was listening to it yesterday on a rainy evening stroll in Cambridge, and it was like very high school. Something about it felt very high school. I was walking around in this sort of suburban area. So I hope you can listen to this song on a rainy stroll, maybe on a dark suburban street, and feel the same way that I did yesterday, because it was a very beautiful feeling. And I really like this song. This song is great, and this album is great. So I really encourage you to listen to Sam Evian if you haven't. This song is called Never Know, and it's off the album Time to Melt.
Oh,
All right, guys, I'm back. That was Never Know by Sam Evian. I just love the end of that song. I think it's so awesome. Unfortunately, I'm at the very end of my show. I have one more song left for you, and I'm going to leave it as a surprise. So I'm actually not going to say anything about it. I'm just going to let it play. But I hope you tune in again next week. I think maybe I have two more shows before the end of the semester, which is so sad because next semester is the last semester of WMFO for me, and then I'm out of here. But we don't have to think about that now because you got another whole semester of Bean Tunes to look forward to. Anyway, tune in next week, same time, same place, Sundays at 3 p.m. Bean Tunes Radio. This is your DJ, Jill Yum, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I really hope to see you next week, or I hope that you are listening to me next week. And this next song is a surprise. I hope you like it.
Trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man, for whatever that means. Into a crisis times when I'm lying in bed just to get it all out. What's in my head? And I am feeling a little peculiar. And so I wake in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath and I get real high and I scream from the top of my lungs, what's going on? And I say,
yeah. years and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination.
I didn't know.